is approximately 9:11 a.m. on December the 16th of 2010. We are in the 907 of the ninth floor of the Pacific Daily News Building in the DNA Building in Gagne, Guam. And this is the case of this is procurement appeal number OPA-PA-10-007. The appellant being JRN Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Inc. and the purchasing agency being DOE. I'm Anthony Camacho, and I'm presiding as the hearing officer for this pre-hearing conference, and will be members of the Office of Public Accountability present at this hearing. Please identify themselves at this time for the record.
Doris Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Vincent Duenas, Auditor.
Yopina Toronto Commissioner, Audit Staff.
Will the counsel for the appellant please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives that are with him this morning?
Good morning, I'm Vince Camacho, Carl Smith Ball, representing JRN Air Conditioning. And with me today is Ulysses Newcomb, president of JRN Air Conditioning.
Thank you, Mr. Camacho. And will the counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this morning?
I'm Laura Mooney, and I'm counsel for DOE. And with me this morning is Randy Romano, and he is acting supply manager. But I would like to also inform everyone that he has only been in that position for 2 days. So he's here with me as a representative from the procurement area with that notation.
Congratulations on your appointment.
Well, we're basically going to proceed off my November 30th, 2010 notice of pre-hearing conference. And of course, the focus of the conference is to expedite the disposition of the appeal. Okay. And first and foremost, has either party requested a hearing in this matter?
Yes.
Okay, so Helen has in fact requested hearing. So are you going to persist in your request for hearing?
Well, you know, we tried to have a settlement conference, a precursor to this pre-conference. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to come to any type of stipulations to the facts. And so we will request to proceed with the hearing.
Okay.
At this time.
Thank you, Mr. Camacho. Ms. Mooney, has DOE requested a hearing in this matter?
No, we have not.
Okay. So you have the option, Mr. Camacho, it's just an option you have to basically waive a hearing in the matter and have the matter decided based on the pleadings that you've already filed. But that's just an option that you have until such time as you file a withdrawal of your request for hearing. We're going to hold a hearing in your in this matter, and we will schedule one as part of the conference this morning. Have there been any attempt by the parties to formulate or simplify the issues at this time?
There was an attempt. However, opposing counsel has requested additional time to actually.
If I might, we were attempting to do that, and as part of our process, there are some special issues that I would like to bring forth to the hearing officer. In this particular case, there's actually been an issuance of a purchase order, and there has not been due process notification to the vendor who was awarded the purchase order. JMB. And there is another bidder that has not received notice of the pending OPA protest on this matter from DOE. It was Clark Ash. So that added a complication, and in my conference with opposing counsel, what I said was that I wanted an opportunity to provide them with letter and notice as to that, even though it's been delayed, because they're clearly interested parties, and because there is an outstanding purchase order, my abilities to discuss some of the issues changed. And so I have an opportunity to have that vendor also part of the conversations.
Well, I note that on October the 29th, the OPA staff did send the superintendent a standard letter that stated that upon the filing of the appeal, there were some steps that had to be taken by DOE, and that would be the provision of the notice of the appeal to the required parties. Has DOE done that? And that would include the interested parties, such as the vendor who was awarded the PO.
Unfortunately, when I reviewed the record in this, no. And that's why it's...
It hasn't been done from October the... You're saying that between October the 29th to now, DOE has not done that?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to order you to issue that notice to all the interested parties, i.e. the other bidders in this case, no later than tomorrow at 5.
Absolutely.
That'll be part of the order after this hearing. And I want to remind DOE that the purpose of, or basically that the rules that the OPA has established governing these proceedings are supposed to be creating an expeditious proceeding.
We note that and understand that.
Okay. Have there been any admissions of fact between the parties concerning any issues in this matter?
We, again, yesterday attempted to get through that, and this morning I confirmed again with the opposing counsel, and she is not at this time able to stipulate to any of the facts.
Until after I've given the notice, and because of the purchase order outstanding, we're dealing with air conditioners, which is mission critical for this public school systems, and so my situation is different with an outstanding purchase order. Because one of the remedies that's requested by us, by opposing counsel, is termination of the purchase order. And that's, we were reviewing all of that and several different lengthy conversations and tried to review the facts, and we came to a stop once I determined that there hadn't been any notice and there was a purchase order out there. Sorry.
Okay, but it's also not guaranteed, although it would be highly likely, but not guaranteed that the other interested parties would make an entry of appearance into this matter and file whatever comments may be necessary, or they feel unnecessary. But nevertheless, barring that, we're going to proceed forward with scheduling a hearing on this matter today. Have the parties identified their witness and documents that they're going to need for the hearing?
Yes, we have.
Ms. Moon?
We have not done so. Specifically, we had the agency report that identifies different documents, but I know sometimes you would like it streamlined. So I have not personally done that.
Are there any pending motions by any of the parties in this proceeding?
Not at this time, but we reserve the ability to file a motion, and we can get into that later as we proceed in this matter.
Okay, I will include a, as we, the next step of scheduling the hearing, we'll talk about dates. And one of the dates, of course, would be the motion cutoff date.
Okay.
Now, we've already discussed the late issuance by DOE of the notices to the interested parties. Other than that, are there any special procedures that I as hearing officer need to adopt to manage any potentially difficult or protracted actions, complex issues, or unusual proof problems that you're aware of at this time?
Well, I think at this point in time, we would like to state for the record the fact that notwithstanding the issuance of a purchase order, the contract that was awarded for the purchase order is actually illegal and therefore by operation of law it should be void. And in actuality, there is no contract at this point in time. And I think the procurement record speaks to that. And I just think that the forum at this time needs to be aware that there may be.
Is that part of your appeal?
Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna address that. That's right. The merits. We're not going to the merits of the appeal.
Right, I understand. I just wanted to make sure that the fact that notwithstanding that there is an open purchase order, because she did, opposing counsel did bring up that issue, the special issue that we believe is that exists is the fact that that purchase order may be illegal due to the fact that the procurement statute wasn't followed. And I understand the merits, and we will get into that. I just wanted to bring that up at this time.
Well, if you feel there's been a violation of the automatic stay, that's more subject to a motion if you feel one need to be made concerning that issue.
Yeah, we don't, you know, because the automatic stay actually took place when we filed the original protest with the department, and that protest was denied. And so there is no automatic stay at this particular level.
The automatic stay was still applied.
Yeah, that's not what she's saying.
Yeah, I don't think there's an issue with the automatic stay. There's an automatic stay that was filed, but it was filed after this protest was filed on October 29th, and the purchase order date is October 15th.
Okay.
So DOE responded to the protest on October 13th. So 2 days after that, DOE issued.
Your position is this is a post-award protest.
Yes.
Okay. Well, like I said, nevertheless, I'm not going to get into the merits of that. We're not here for that. But if you feel there's any violation of the automatic stay, that's more a topic for a motion.
Right.
Okay, or the appropriate motion. All right. So, this is a point of clarification. Ms. Mooney, is your client DOE proceeding with the contract as if there is no automatic stay?
Yes.
Okay. Or I should say, as if the automatic stay does not apply to this case.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Camacho, how long will it take for you to present your case at the formal hearing?
I believe half of it. We don't anticipate calling any witnesses at this time. And basically, we'll present evidence as presented in the procurement file.
Okay. So you're not planning on calling witnesses?
At this point in time, we don't believe there's any need to call any witnesses.
All right. Ms. Moon? How long would your defense in this case take?
A day to 2 days, depending on the witnesses that I am able to bring forth from the Guam Department of Labor and so many other people.
So this will potentially take 2 to 2.5 days then? Now, before we start scheduling, are there any matters that may facilitate the just speedy and inexpensive disposition of the action?
As I stated earlier, you know, we're at the position that the current contract is null and void, and I believe, you know, under Guam law, GDOE is required to ensure, under the 14 points, that they're required to ensure there's air conditioning in the classrooms. I think the one of the prayers that we ask for is that GDOE issue another IFB within 1 week upon termination. Or
you'll have the opportunity. Part of the scheduling will include a remedies brief to be filed after, and that's a topic that's more appropriately placed in the remedies brief. Okay. To the best of the party's knowledge at this time, are there any persons who you plan on or who desire to participate in the hearing? Are they required any special accommodations, auxiliary aids, or services to attend or participate in the hearing?
No.
No.
Okay. Are the parties available on January the 10th and the 11th?
Yes.
How about the 13th and 14th of January?
Yes.
I have a pending hearing in Superior Court.
What time is your hearing?
9 and 2.
9 and 2. On the 13th, you say?
Yeah.
Well, we could start on the 13th at 10 a.m. Is it a protracted hearing?
We may be the last on to be called.
You want to start it?
He's got it at 2 o'clock.
Oh, he's got it at 2 o'clock.
And
Earlier that week would be better.
The 17th is Martin Luther King, right? Laura, and DOE will be closed, right?
I'm hopeful. In Ohio, I would be off, but I'm not sure. DOE will be closed, but it's not.
We can tentatively schedule it for the 13th, and I can see what I can do about it.
Okay. Well, it's not tentative. Well, we can schedule.
Well, for me, yeah, I'll,
we're going to hold.
Right, that's what
they're hearing.
Okay. That's not something someone else can cover.
Okay, so the hearing then will be scheduled for the first day will be January 13th. And we'll start at 9 o'clock a.m. If need be, we'll go on into January the 14th. From 9 to 4, approximately.
Hopefully to finish.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be done before that. Okay. That would be notice would have to issue, formal notice will have to issue by January the 10th. Working back, would the parties prefer to have a earlier motion hearing date? Should motions be filed, or would the parties prefer? I usually hold the hearing for any motions the day of the formal hearing, just to minimize the number of hearings that we have. Do any of the parties desire a hearing date earlier than that? So for the motions, deadline for filing the motions will be December the 23rd at 5 o'clock p.m. The deadline to file oppositions motions will be December 30th at 5 o'clock p.m. And the deadline to file replies to the motions will be January the 6th at 5 o'clock p.m. For the hearing materials, okay, which will consist of a witness list, exhibit list, and 4 copies of all exhibits, admissions of fact,
and list of issues which require evidence or arguments presented at the hearing. The deadline to file those materials shall be, I'll make that, December the 30th as well.
Would it be possible to have that on Monday, January 3rd at 5 o'clock?
Well, I'd like both parties to have ample time, at least 2 weeks, before the hearing to review those materials, okay? So December 30th. Is the latest I'm willing to get.
Okay.
Right? Now let me discuss the exhibit list. The parties have, both sides have presented quite a few documents, okay? When I say the exhibits, I have 4 copies of the exhibits, you need not go back and copy all the documents again. That's not what I'm asking the parties to do. If you're planning on calling a witness, and you're planning on showing the witness an exhibit, okay? That is what I refer to as exhibits, okay? You need not, like I said, everything's already a part of the record, okay? Whatever you filed is part of the record we're going to consider. So if you're going to show a witness an exhibit, that is what goes on your exhibit list, okay? That's what we need copies of, okay? So if you're not planning on showing or calling any witnesses, you're not planning on using any exhibits, you need not do an exhibit list. Everything you filed with your pleadings, that's part of the record, okay? And the purchasing agency's exhibits will be marked with sequential letters of the alphabet. The appellant's exhibit shall be marked with corresponding and sequential numbers. And the deadline for hearing briefs, and this is just a, you need not, once again, recite everything you put in your pleadings. This is just a short summary of your argument. The deadline to file that will be January the 6th. If you don't have any arguments other than what you've already put in your pleadings, your hearing brief could be something as simple as, it's all in my appellant's, you know, brief or agency report or my rebuttal or what have you, but this is your opportunity to just summarize your arguments and various issues. And, as January 17th is a holiday, and we give the parties till January the 19th to file a brief on remedies. And the brief on remedies, once again, it's just a, you're not required to file one, okay? But that's just, once again, a summary based on the law and the facts that come out during the hearing of what the respective parties believe the relief, if any, should be in this case after the formal hearing. So are there any questions about any of the documents or the schedule? Okay, I will put this in a scheduling order. Which I will be issuing either this afternoon or tomorrow. Are there any other issues concerning OPA-PA-10-007 that I need to pick up at this time? minutes.
Okay, so this hearing then is adjourned. We'll take a 5-minute break.
Which the court granted.